听力课堂，听 class.com.
Unit 8. At the meeting. 2. Vocabulary. A large sum of money. Abstain. Adjourn. Advertising. Agenda. Agree. Budget. Chain shop. Chair. Competitor. Digress.Disagree. Draft. Draw near. Entirely. Follow suit. Have 7 days off. In favor of. In good condition. In the red. Lucrative. Maintenance cost. Make small profits but quick returns. Mark down. Marketing strategy. Medium-sized.Minutes. Objection. On 3 shifts. Opinion. Partially. Preside. Preside over. Proceed. Profit. Promote. Proposal. Rental. Shift. Solution. Squeeze. Squeeze out. Staff meeting. Standard of living.Strategy, stray, subsidize, suggestion, traffic jam. 3. Listening practice. 1. Listen to 10 sentences on the tape and write them down. 1. What do you suggest we do on National Day? 2. Shall we go on a tour of Tokyo? 3.I see your point, but I think it's more important to improve product quality. 4. There are 3 problems on the agenda. 5. Shall we move on to the next item? 6. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but could you make your point clearer? 7. Now that everyone is here, I'd like to call the meeting to order.8. I'm afraid you're getting off the main point. 9. Are there any other views on this? 10. Those in favor of this plan, please raise your hands. 2. Listen to a meeting and fill in the blanks.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the meeting to order. There are 2 problems on today's agenda.First of all, let's discuss how to solve the problem of transportation. You know, our plant is located in Huangpu District, which is about 30 kilometers away from Guangzhou. In order to fulfill our production plan, our workers have to work on 3 shifts. But we only have 2 buses. What's more, we have traffic jams now and then in Guangzhou. I hope we can think of a good solution. Have you got any ideas, Mr. Smith?
I think we should buy a new bus.There are 2 reasons for this. First, with the expansion of the company, the number of workers will increase. 2 buses are just not enough. Second, one of the buses has been in use for 4 years. I'm afraid it's not in good condition.
Any comment on this, Miss Davies?
Yes, I partially agree with Mr. Smith, but a new bus costs about 500,000 yuan. At the moment, it's quite hard to squeeze out such a large sum of money from our budget.
What's your suggestion?
I think it may be a good idea to rent a bus. As far as I know, the yearly rental for a bus is around 100,000 yuan.
May I cut in here? I'd like to know who will pay the driver and bear the maintenance costs.
Of course, the bus company.
May we have your opinion, Mr. Jones?
As far as I'm concerned, we don't need to buy a new bus or rent one from the bus company.You know, there are 10 bus routes passing by our plant. I think those working on the first 2 shifts can take buses home. What we need to do is to subsidize their transportation, say 100 yuan a month. I think this is the simplest way to solve this problem.
We have 3 different proposals. I think we will hold a staff meeting next week and put it to a vote. In other words...We should let our workers decide which proposal is the best. Are we all agreed?
Yes.
Good. Shall we move on to the next problem?
4. Sample dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Good morning, everybody. Shall we get started?
Yes.
This morning, we're going to talk over how to increase sales in China next year. Have you got any ideas?
I think we should launch a new advertising and promotion campaign at the very beginning of next year. If we want to enjoy a bigger market share in China, we should first let more people know about our products. I quite agree with you, Mr. Jackson. In addition, I think we ought to run some more chain shops in some medium-sized cities in China. Some of our competitors have taken the lead in opening their chain shops in quite a few small and medium-sized cities. This is a good channel to promote our products. As I see it, we had better follow suit.
Could we have your comments, Miss Jones?
Well, I agree up to a point, but I think the main point is that our products are somewhat expensive compared with other brands. As you know, the standard of living in China is not as high as that in our country.
You mean we'll have to reduce our prices?
Exactly. I think we need to cut our prices by 15%. At the beginning, we might only make a small profit or even lose money. When customers accept our products, then we could raise our prices gradually. In other words, our marketing strategy should be to make small profits, but quick returns.
I don't agree with Ms. Jones there. I don't think it's a good idea to reduce our prices by 15%. You know, we only make a small profit at these prices. If we mark down our prices by 15%, we are bound to be in the red. As I see it, it's more important to improve product quality and after-sales service than to reduce prices.
I take your point. On the one hand, we need to do further advertising and promotion. On the other hand, we should reduce our prices by 8% and try to improve our after-sales service. It's a good idea to open some more chain shops in some medium-sized cities. Are we all agreed?
Yes.
Miss Lam, would you please draft a proposal based on the minutes of this meeting and give it to me next Monday?
Yes, Mr. Black.
Dialogue 2.
Okay, it's 10 o'clock. Everybody is here, so I think we'll get started. Now, the first item on the agenda is to discuss whether or not it is the right time to open a new theme park in Hong Kong next year. Miss Liu, you're the marketing manager. Perhaps we shall start with you.
Well, I've been doing some market research for the previous 3 months, and it seemed to me that we should set up a new theme park there, since there's a great deal of demand for it.
Sorry to interrupt. I think you're a bit quick with your conclusion there. I have a rather different interpretation of the situation. Personally speaking, I'm in favor of improving our present theme park rather than setting up a new one. Please think of the cost of risking new ventures in new places, training new staff, and...
I'm sorry to cut you off, Mr. Wang. I think you're over-pessimistic. I agree with you that we'd have to spend money on facilities, staff training, advertising, and so on. But Miss Liu is right in saying the demand is there. I heard from a friend that our competitors are planning to expand their business in Hong Kong. So if we don't grasp the opportunity, our competitors will. Don't you think so?
Well, I still think it's more advisable to upgrade our present facilities and improve our service than taking the risk of opening a new park in a new place.
Everybody knows the saying, time is money. I do think it's the right time and the right place to set up a new theme park. I'm sure it will be lucrative.
All right. I feel we've discussed this matter fully. You have made some valuable points and suggestions. To sum up, there are some strong reasons for setting up a new theme park in Hong Kong next year. Well, I'll present your ideas to the board of directors. If nobody wants to add anything on this, I think we'll move on to the next item on the agenda.
6. Follow-up practice. 1. People have different opinions towards meetings. Listen to the following 12 general opinions and put a tick beside the ones you agree with and a cross beside the ones you disagree with. Then compare yours with your partner's. Try to give reasons for those you disagree with. A. More time is wasted at meetings than in any other business activity. B. The purpose of many meetings is to decide when the next one will take place. C. A meeting is a group of people who can decide nothing alone and who decide together that nothing can be done. D. Meetings lead to better decisions because of the exchange of ideas. E. It's better to talk to each person individually than to have a meeting. F. Meetings help everyone to feel personally involved in decision-making. G. A meeting may be the only chance the members of a group actually have to see each other face-to-face. H. It's better to send everyone a memo about a new procedure than to have a meeting about it. I. Most meetings are unnecessary. They're just a way of making people feel important. J. It's better for the boss to make a decision than to have a meeting. K. The most important person at a meeting is the chairman. L. The most important piece of paper at a meeting is the agenda.